The state called 51 witnesses, few of whom said anything substantive. Many were friends of Denise Haraway, put on the stand to help prove she was in fact missing and presumed dead. The trial had only one surprise. A career criminal by the name of Terry Holland was called as a witness. She told the jury that she was in the county jail back in October when Carl Fontenot was brought in. The two talked occasionally, and he admitted to her that he, Tommy Ward, and Odell Titsworth had kidnapped, raped, and killed the girl. Fontenot denied ever meeting the woman. Terry Holland wasn't the only jailhouse snitch to testify. A petty criminal named Leonard Martin was also behind bars. The prosecution hauled him over, and at trial, he told the jury that he once overheard Carl in his cell talking to himself and saying, "I knew we'd get caught. I knew we'd get caught." Such was the quality of the state's evidence, proof offered to persuade a jury of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. With no physical evidence, the taped confessions were beyond crucial, but they were filled with discrepancies and obvious lies. The prosecution was forced into the bizarre position of admitting Ward and Fontenot were lying while asking the jurors to believe them anyway. "Please disregard all that stuff about Titsworth because he wasn't really involved. Please overlook such trifling matters as the burned house with the dead body because the house had been torched 10 months earlier." Monitors were rolled in. The lights were dimmed. The tapes were played. The grisly details emerged, and Ward and Fontenot were headed for death row. In his closing argument, his first in a murder case, Assistant D.A. Chris Ross aimed for high drama. In graphic narrative, he recalled the gory details from the tapes, the stab wounds, the blood and guts, the brutal raping and knifing of such a pretty girl, then the horrible burning of her body. The jurors were sufficiently angered. After brief deliberations, they returned with guilty verdicts and death penalties. The truth, though, was that the body was not stabbed, and it was not burned, regardless of what Ward and Fontenot said in their bogus confessions, and regardless of what Bill Peterson and Chris Ross told the jury. Denise Haraway was killed by a single gunshot wound to the head. Her remains were found the following January by a hunter deep in the woods near the settlement of Gertie in Hughes County, 27 miles from Ada, and far from any place that had been searched. The true cause of death should have convinced everyone involved that Ward and Fontenot had indeed dreamed up their ridiculous tales and had been coerced into confessing. It did not. The true cause of death should have prompted the authorities to admit they were wrong and begin searching for the real murderer. It did not.